It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Anna Irvin on the line from the hospital. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
How's your summer been so far?
It's been great, going by way too quick.
It always does go by way too quick. Have you been with the hospital for a while, or are you newer?
I'm coming up on 2 years, so okay. Still new, but okay. Getting up there a couple years now.
And you deal with adult speech therapy, correct?
Yes, so we have a speech therapy department that serves across the lifespan, and I do a little bit of both, but today we'll keep kind of talking about the adult speech therapy services that we have. So the first is actually available to anyone and doesn't require any doctor referral. It's open to people in the community this October, Tuesdays from 10 to 11:30 a.m. We have our memory workshop. The first year was last year and had a great response, about 20 people each week who are interested in learning more about memory and ways to reduce dementia risk and just that overall age-related cognitive decline. We're going to offer that again this year, again, Tuesdays in October from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And if you're interested in that class or want to know more about who might be a good candidate, you can email me at Anna, A-N-N-A-E, at HumboldtHospital.org or call 515-332-7621. This year, we're going to cap the class at 20 participants, so we'd love to get your name on the list.
And what else can you tell us about the adult speech therapy there at the hospital?
Yeah, so one other service that we offer is for people who have Parkinson's disease. It's called LSVT Loud. Some people may be familiar with LSVT Big, which works on the big movements, but one thing that's also impacted with Parkinson's disease is voice, and that can really affect quality of life. And so we offer a 4-week intensive therapy session that really works on improving that vocal loudness so people are able to communicate effectively with the people they love.
Is there a way to find out more information about that?
Absolutely. So a great way is just to mention to your primary care provider that you're interested in the LSVT Loud or LSVT Big program, and they can get referral placed for you. And yeah, that's usually the first step.
We always talk about this fact that it seems like the Humboldt Hospital, the hospital here in Humboldt, we get more services than possibly a hospital this size. Is it unusual to have this kind of intense speech therapy at a hospital this size, or are we in a good place because the hospital understands that this is a need for the community?
LSVT is offered nationally, but it's incredible to have the continuum for both the physical side of things, but also the speech and language side of things. And so it's really nice. A lot of times people will do one, they might take a little break, and then they'll do the other, you know, or they'll go from one right to the other. And so we are able to usually be somewhat, you know, accommodating to different schedules and really make it work for the patient so they can meet their goals.
And they don't have to go to Des Moines or Fort Dodge,
right,
or
right.
Sioux City or Rochester. They can
right
do it
right here in Humboldt, we like to say.
Do it right here, all here in Humboldt. Anything else we need to pass along about adult speech therapy or the speech therapy department in general?
Yeah, you know, if there's any concerns, we always say that speech therapy, we focus on eating, thinking, and communicating. So if you're noticing any of those changes, always feel free to mention that to your primary care provider, or you can call us directly at the department. We can, you know, maybe discuss further if speech therapy might be a benefit to you.
Anna Irvin from the speech therapy department and the adult speech therapy department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks so much.